This is Radio Romania International. You are listening to our one-hour broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe and Africa. We can also be heard on the internet at www.ri.ro, Channel 1. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter and other social media platforms. Our programs are also available on TuneIn, Radio Romania International 1, and in Europe via satellite Eutelsat 16A on 11,512 MHz, vertical polarization, azimuth 16 degrees east. We wish you good reception conditions.
Hello, I'm Lakamia Rasmian with the news. First, the top stories. Defense cooperation will be the focus of today's discussions in Berlin between the Romanian Prime Minister Ilie Bolojan and the German Chancellor Friedrich Merz. Europe is currently facing a military war waged by Russia against Ukraine and a hybrid war directed against European democracies, said Moldova's President Maia Sandu in front of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe. And the war in Ukraine has caused almost 2 million Russian and Ukrainian military casualties. The Romanian Prime Minister Ilie Bolojan, who is on an official visit to Germany, is meeting today with the Federal Chancellor Friedrich Merz. Defense cooperation will be the focus of the discussions between the two in the context of joint arms purchases, which are to be carried out through the European SAFE program. The Romanian Prime Minister is also to meet with the Vice President of the Federal Parliament, Andrea Lindholz, the leader of the CDU Parliamentary Group, and the President of the Konrad Adenauer Foundation. At the same time, the Prime Minister will have a meeting with the President of the Central Council of Jews in Germany, Josef Schuster, in the context of marking the International Holocaust Remembrance Day and the liberation of the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp. Ilie Bolojan will visit the memorial to the murdered Jews of Europe and will talk with the director of the Memorial of the Murdered Jews of Europe Foundation. The head of the executive will meet at the Romanian embassy with representatives of the Romanian community. Romanians represent the fourth largest community of foreigners in Germany, with approximately 910,000 people. Over 90,000 of them have received German citizenship. Besides them are approximately 500,000 ethnic Germans originating from Romania, well integrated in Germany, the government mentioned. The Prime Minister's visit to Germany began on Tuesday with a meeting with representatives of the German Chamber of Commerce and Industry. In front of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, the President of the Republic of Moldova, Maia Sandu, has warned that Europe is currently facing two wars, a military one waged by Russia against Ukraine and a hybrid one directed against European democracies. If Russia is not held accountable, there will be no lasting peace, said Maia Sandu. According to Radio Chisinau, she reiterated that Russia's invasion of Ukraine represents a direct threat not only to Kyiv, but also to the security of Chisinau and the whole of Europe. If Ukraine falls, Russia will not stop in the Republic of Moldova, said Maia Sandu. We'll come back to that after the news. The war in Ukraine has made nearly 2 million Russian and Ukrainian military casualties, wounded, killed and missing, shows a study published by an American think tank cited by France Press. Moscow has suffered the highest losses, with 325,000 deaths out of an estimated total of 1.2 million victims since the invasion of Ukraine almost 4 years ago, according to the Center for Strategic and International Studies. No major world power has had so many deaths and victims in any war since World War II, according to the center, which says that the Russian forces are advancing very slowly on the battlefield. Kyiv has also suffered significant losses. The conflict has caused between 500,000 and 600,000 casualties, including between 100,000 and 140,000 deaths, between February 2022 and December 2025, according to the think tank. Civilians have also paid a heavy price in the war. Romania's state budget deficit in 2025 was 7.65% of the gross domestic product, 1% lower than the previous year, according to official data presented by the Finance Ministry. The institution explains this evolution by the efficiency of the austerity measures adopted by the government, which brought 15% higher revenues and allowed record investments in the economy and infrastructure, and also by a slowdown in the expansion of public spending. More details after the news. High-ranking officials from Bucharest have sent their condolences to the families of the 7 young people from Greece who lost their lives in a road accident on Tuesday on a national road in western Romania. The 7 were supporters of the PAOK Thessaloniki team coached by the Romanian Răzvan Lucescu and were traveling by minibus to Lyon, France, where their favorite team will play. According to the police, the men driving the minibus crossed into the opposite direction at some point and collided head-on with the lorry. 3 other people in the minibus were injured. 2 victims suffered spinal injuries and are being treated at a hospital in Timișoara. A 3rd survivor of the road accident is in good condition. And that's the news.
Romania's state budget deficit in 2025 dropped by 1% compared to the previous year. I'm Anna Maria Popescu with more details in this commentary written by Roxana Vasile. Since mid-2025, ordinary Romanians have had to deal with tough, highly unpopular austerity measures. The reason was the huge budget deficit, the largest in the European Union, because of which Romania could be downgraded by international financial rating agencies to junk, that is, the category not recommended for investments. At least so far, this scenario has stayed on paper only. But on February the 13th, Fitch is to make public a decision on Romania's country rating, which is critical to the interest rates at which the government borrows on foreign markets. In this context, the Finance Minister Alexandru Nazare said that Bucharest counts not only on maintaining the current rating, but also on improving the country's performance and rating in the coming period. In fact, the Romanian authorities presented to Fitch the measures that allowed the budget deficit to be brought below the target undertaken before the European Commission. More precisely, 2025 ended with a cash budget deficit, that is, a difference between total expenditure and revenues, of about 29 billion euros, accounting for 7.65% of the gross domestic product. It is, therefore, a deficit decrease by over 1% compared to the one reported for 2024, and also a decrease compared to the 8.4% undertaken before the European Commission. Minister Alexandru Nazare argues that this is the result of the significant investments financed from non-reimbursable EU funds and of fiscal discipline measures. The increase in budget revenues, including due to tax increases, also contributed to the lower budget deficit. Thus, revenues from salary and income tax rose by almost 20% compared to 2024, while revenues from profit tax, VAT, and social security contributions each increased by more than 10%. On the other hand, expenditure also went up, including for social assistance and goods and services, as well as personnel expenses. The latter, however, dropped slightly as a percentage of GDP. Interest expenses exceeded 10 billion euros last year, while those for investments reached 28 billion euros. The firm administrative measures taken in the second half of the last year and the renegotiation of the National Recovery and Resilience Plan led to this performance, which also enabled the government to earmark record amounts for investments, the finance minister boasted, adding that Romania still pays high interest on the loans it needs in order to cover the expenses that significantly exceeded its revenues in recent years. Although the situation is improved compared to last year, any government that may come next, Alexandru Nazare emphasized, will have to manage a difficult situation because of the very high public debt.
Moldova's President Maia Sandu has called for a faster EU accession. More details in this report by Daniela Budu. President Maia Sandu called on the European Union to accelerate the Republic of Moldova's accession process during an address to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, warning that Moscow's deepening interference in Moldovan domestic affairs, particularly in elections, poses a real risk that the country could be overtaken by Russia and lose its freedom, according to the Spanish news agency EFE. "We hope the EU will take a decision before it is too late," Sandu told delegates in Strasbourg. "To feel safe, you must be part of the EU," she added. The president stressed that Moldova is fully committed to joining the bloc, has already implemented reforms to align itself with the EU acquis, and intends to continue on this track. Radio Chisinau reports that the Moldovan president reiterated her view that Russia's invasion of Ukraine represents a direct threat not only to Kiev, but also to Moldova and to Europe as a whole. She also warned of a second, less visible war, one waged through disinformation, electoral meddling, illicit financing and digital technologies. According to Maia Sandu, the aim of these operations is to undermine democratic systems from within and manipulate electoral outcomes. She recalled that over the past 2 years, Moldova has faced large-scale electoral interference, cyber attacks, and disinformation campaigns on social media, amplified by artificial intelligence.
Moldova has been and still is on the front line of this second war. For 2 consecutive years, our country has faced massive electoral interference. It was multi-domain, all with one objective: to seize parliament, install a Kremlin-controlled government, crush our democracy, drag Moldova into Russia's sphere of influence, and use it against Ukraine and against Europe.
Radio Chisinau notes that Sandu urged the Council of Europe to adopt clear legal instruments to counter information manipulation and foreign interference, including through responsible regulation of the digital space. She also highlighted the need to safeguard the freedom of thought of younger generations, warning that the digital era disinformation directly undermines the democratic health of society. Moldova has been a member of the Council of Europe since July 1995. Regarding its EU path, the country submitted its membership application in March 2022 in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and obtained candidate status in June 2022. Accession negotiations formally began in June 2024. Meanwhile, from Kiev, President Volodymyr Zelensky also stated that Ukraine should join the European Union by 2027. According to Reuters, he wrote on social media that Ukraine views EU membership as part of its security guarantees, as it continues to face the devastation of war. Kiev applied for EU membership at the end of February 2022, shortly after Russia's invasion, and likewise holds candidate status. And that has wrapped up our newscast.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Next up in this broadcast is Song of the Day, featuring Delia and Noah Unspe. Chameleonic, eccentric, always surprising, and one of the best female voices in Romania, Delia returns to the public's attention with an unexpected collaboration with the new generation underground artist Noah Unspe, by his real name Alex Gina. Alex Gina's original style combines hip-hop, pop, and experimental sounds, also influenced by the classical music he studied. Let's listen to the piece Tears from the Sun, a song that speaks of an intense, painful love that leaves deep wounds, performed by Delia and Noah Unspe.
I miss mesaj în telefon. Știi că nu sunt de la mine. Ai zis că-s nebună eu. Dar cine minte acum pe cine? Rămâi, rămâi cu bine. Mă voi feri în calea mea de tine. Vreau să am grijă de mine.
Ești de lulu, fată. Nu înțeleg ce tot ai. Ești pe ușa ta. Pun capăt dacă nu taci.
Simt că nu mai am stare. Curg lacrimi din soare. Sărutul tău doare. Cum nu doare nimic. Nu faci nimic, doar pui sare pe rănile goale. Sărutul tău doare. Cum nu doare nimic.
Am făcut ce ți-am promis. Mi-am luat inima în dinți. Am ajuns la compromis. Să nu duci lipsă de iubire. Tu rămâi, rămâi cu bine. Mă voi feri în calea mea de tine. Vreau să am grijă de mine. Ești de lulu, fată. Nu înțeleg ce tot ai. Ești pe ușa ta. Pun capăt dacă nu taci.
Simt că nu mai am stare. Corp la vreun din soare. Sărutul tău doare. Sărutul tău doare cum nu doare nimic.
Simt că nu mai am stare. Curg lacrimi din soare. Sărutul tău doare cum nu doare nimic. Nu faci nimic, doar pui sare pe rănile goale. Sărutul tău doare cum nu doare nimic.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Society Today.
Welcome, I'm Ana Maria Popescu. In mid-January, the President of Romania, Nicu Șordan, signed a new law on preparing citizens for defense. The first stage in implementing the law was planned for February-March. According to the new legislation, young men and women aged between 18 and 35 with permanent residence in Romania have the opportunity to voluntarily undergo a four-month basic military training program. During this time, they are provided with accommodation, food, and medical assistance. At the end of the program, they also receive an allowance equivalent to 3 median gross salaries. For the authorities, however, it is essential that after these 4 months of training, the young people will either be able to enter a selection to become professional army personnel, or they may decide to attend a relevant school or stay as voluntary reserve troops. Why was such a law necessary in Romania? The retired Colonel Ion Petrescu, a journalist and military analyst, explains.
O armată puternică înseamnă o societate liberă în care cetățenii.
A strong army means a free society in which citizens can follow their professional path, have secured incomes and optimistic prospects for their families. To use a somewhat extreme but necessary parallel, the army is to society what a big loud dog is for a peasant home. Because, as we can see, we need to protect the borders of states that can fall prey to aggressions that were unimaginable yesterday. So, the law promulgated by President Nicu Șordan strengthens the National Military Corps and at the same time serves the national interest for Romania to remain a sovereign country with secured territorial integrity and also capable of preserving its status as a NATO member state and a member of the European Union. Romania has a deficit of both active and reserve military personnel, and the reserve staff is naturally aging, as its members include mainly men who completed their compulsory military service by 2007, the year when it was suspended. With the suspension of this compulsory military service, states such as Poland have sensed the need for fresh, young, and permanently trained reserve staff. On the other hand, in Romania, the reserve staff has been ignored since 2007. The current law on preparing the population for defense, therefore on gradually rebuilding the reserve corps, was passed at the last minute, with a delay that some military experts did not hesitate to describe as irresponsible. What does the retired Colonel Ion Petrescu think about that? When the compulsory military service was abolished, there were other circumstances, and there was a sense of military de-escalation in Europe. Life has proved that this democratic tendency in the center and western part of Europe was not followed by similar measures in the east, where a nuclear superpower, I mean the Russian Federation, continued to look at neighboring states in the old Soviet-kind framework. We cannot stay unconcerned for the simple fact that we live in Europe and we want to have neighbors on our borders who look constructively towards a future necessary for all, that of international cooperation. And for now, in various other places, we are witnessing geopolitical monologues with obvious consequences. In the opinion of the military journalist Ion Petrescu, for many young Romanians, undergoing a military training program would mean moving from an area of uncertainty, of fog, to one where they could feel that their skills or knowledge matter. Ion Petrescu gives an example. Reality on the battlefield shows that the use of drones has become a constant, and so has the use of young people with skills in handling computers. So we are also witnessing military conflicts taking the form of electronic warfare. We need trained minds, passionate minds, to participate in this effort in dedicated electronic warfare units designed to counter actions aimed at spreading confusion, as we have seen happen in other countries, a confusion that can only be favorable to those who intend to invade sovereign independent states. So the contribution of young people to this national effort will be in a new framework in which their skills and what they could be trained to achieve will count, so that they feel useful to their unit, to the National Military Corps, and implicitly to the defense of Romania. And these are not just big words. It remains to be seen, however, how many young men and women aged 18 to 35 will be willing to enroll in this defense training program. Opinion polls conducted over the last few years vary too much to provide an accurate image. According to the Romania Security Barometer conducted in 2022 by the Laboratory for Information Warfare Analysis and Strategic Communication and the Romanian Academy, when asked what would you do if Romania were attacked, only a third of respondents answered that they would participate in its defense in any way they could. The same number would wait first to see how things go, and the other third would run away or hide with their families. But the most recent survey on this topic, conducted by Avangard and made public earlier this year, shows that half of Romanians believe compulsory military service should be reintroduced. Moreover, almost three-quarters are convinced that if attacked, Romania would be defended by NATO. And that was Society Today.
Romania, the Eastern Flank.
Welcome, I'm Anna Maria Popescu. The Supreme Allied Commander Europe, General Alexis Grinkevich, made an official visit to Romania last week. The visit was not a perfunctory one, but one with a clear goal to consolidate regional security, strengthen the eastern and southeastern flank of the North Atlantic Alliance, and send a firm message of unity and deterrence in an increasingly complicated security context in the Black Sea region. In Bucharest, General Grinkevich spoke about the importance of Romania as an ally and about the meetings he had with the political and military leaders of our country. Romania is an extremely valuable ally, he said, which is why I prioritized this visit at the beginning of 2026. We had very good discussions in Bucharest on important topics for Romania, for the United States, and for the alliance. We also had the opportunity to meet with the President of Romania, the Prime Minister, and the Minister of Defense. For me, these meetings were a true honor, General Grinkevich added. The visit was not limited to official meetings, but also included direct contacts with the troops in the field. The U.S. official visited the air base at Deveselu and the Joint Training Center at Cincu, where he spoke with members of NATO structures deployed to Romania and Bulgaria, which strengthen the alliance's deterrence and defense posture on the eastern flank. I spoke with soldiers who represent the foundation of our strong alliance, and I'm grateful for Romania's commitments to the alliance, he also pointed out. An important element of General Alexis Grinkevich's visit was related to air defense and new threats, including drones, increasingly present in current conflicts. As he explained, Romania contributes to securing NATO airspace, working together with a unit of fighter jets from Germany and using its own F-16 aircraft. It also began testing the MEROPS anti-drone system provided by the U.S. as part of NATO's efforts to strengthen air defense on the eastern flank. Finally, General Alexis Grinkevich sent a message that goes beyond numbers and equipment, a message about the unity of the alliance and its ability to protect people and member states. One of the most important things that NATO has achieved in recent years is the development of solid defensive plans, the U.S. official pointed out. We are ready today, starting tonight, to deter and defend. We will be even more ready tomorrow, thanks to increased spending and the achievement of capability goals. And we will be even more ready in the coming days. Every day, the alliance becomes stronger and more capable, thanks to the commitments that nations like Romania have made, he also said. Beyond official statements and agendas, the message of this visit is simple and powerful. Romania matters. It matters as an ally, it matters as a pillar of stability, and it matters as part of an alliance that takes responsibility for protecting its people, borders, and values.
Next in this program, sports. Hello and welcome to RI Sports Club. I'm Vlad Palcu. The main group stage of Europa League, the second-tier continental club football competition, has reached its final stages. The final matches are scheduled for Thursday, which will determine the final standings and the teams that will advance to the knockout phase. The top eight teams qualify directly to the round of 16, while those from 9th to 24th proceed to the playoffs, which will send another eight teams into the last 16. Romania's representative in the competition, FCSB, sits 29th before the final group match day with just 6 points. Out of the seven games played so far, Romania's champions have won only two and lost five. On Thursday in the final round, FCSB faces Turkish side Fenerbahçe Istanbul at home. The Turkish club sits in 18th place in the standings and cannot miss out on the playoff spot for the round of 16, regardless of the result in Bucharest. The team has enjoyed a strong European campaign after their elimination from the Champions League playoffs. In Europa League, they overcame top sides like Nice, Stuttgart and Bran Bergen. They conceded defeats only against Dinamo Zagreb and Aston Villa, while drawing against Ferencvaros and Victoria Pilsen. In the Turkish league, they grabbed a 2-0 victory in the derby against league leaders Galatasaray just 3 weeks ago, and across 19 match days this season, they remain undefeated. FCSB thus faces a formidable opponent. For the Bucharest side, a win over Fenerbahce would primarily boost team morale, as the competitive stakes are minimal. Qualification to the Europa League playoffs is theoretically possible only with a victory coupled with defeats for all the teams separating the Bucharest side from 24th place, namely Celtic, Ludogorets, Feyenoord, Basel and Salzburg. FCSB's issues, however, have to do rather not as much with how other teams perform as rather with their own gameplay, as reflected in recent results. The Romanian champions have lost all three official matches in 2026, 0-1 to FC Argeș and 0-4 to CFA Cluj in the domestic championship, and 0-4 to Dinamo Zagreb in Europa League. And this has been all in our sports item today.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Next up in this broadcast is Truly Romanian, with me, Lăcrămioara Simion. Today's edition is dedicated to one of the most beloved traditional music singers from Mărginimea Sibiului and Valea Târnavelor, the late Daniel Rosalim. Born on January 29, 1978, in the village of Șuramare, just a few kilometers from the city of Sibiu, Daniel Rosalim showed his talent since childhood. He was called to sing at school celebrations and even in the teacher's room. He inherited his talent from his family. His mother had a beautiful voice and his father was skilled at playing the accordion and drums. Thus the path towards music came naturally to Daniel. For starters, we invite you to listen to the song Corn with the Leaf Up, an old folk song about the longing for nature and the love for the birthplace.
Pus aproape de noi, țu cu ochii amândoi, măi, la, 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 la. Te-o pus aproape de noi, țu cu ochii amândoi, măi, la, 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 la. Să te uit mereu seara, mă, la, 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 la. Și te-o semănat adânc să nu vestejești curând, măi, la, 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 la. Și te-o semănat adânc să nu vestejești curând, măi, la, 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 la. Păi cam într-a la sărutat, mă, la, 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 la. Cucurus stai la plivit, cam îndruța la iubit, măi, la, 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 la. Cucurus stai la plivit, cam îndruța la iubit, măi, la, 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 la. Și mândruța, țu cu ochii și gura, măi, la, 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 la. De mine și mândruța, țu cu ochii și gura, măi, la, 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 la.
Daniel Rosalim gradually performed on the stage alongside local performers, as well as big names in Romanian folklore, managing to earn a well-deserved place in the hearts of the audience through sincerity and sensitivity. We invite you next to listen to another song performed with great emotion by Daniel Rosalim, called Those Who Know Nothing About Longing.
Trăiește lume ușor, măi dorule dor, nici eu de dor nu va ști, măi dorule dor, dar mi-o plăcut a iubi, măi dorule dor. Dorule, ești așa greu, măi dorule dor, du-te din sufletul meu, măi dorule. Măi dorule dor, la inimă nu te pune, măi dorule dor. Du-te iute la izvor, măi dorule dor, că poate mă scapi de dor, măi dorule dor. Du-te iute la părâu, măi dorule dor, și vină când eu, măi dorule dor. Du-te dorule în sat, măi dorule dor, la fete de mărietat, măi dorule dor, și pune-te un țâbine, măi dorule dor, la mândraciu fi de mine, măi dorule dor. Și adu la mine sat, măi dorule dor, că-ți picior de însurat, măi dorule dor.
At just 14 years old, Daniel Rosalim became a member of the renowned Călușerul folk ensemble from Orlat, under the guidance of Maestro Stelian Stoica, one of the great conductors of the area. Then came an important stage in his career within the Jidvei Romania Ensemble, where he worked until 2007. From 2007 until the end of his life, Daniel Rosalim was a member of the Cindrelul Juni Sibiului Ensemble, a true symbol of Romanian tradition, the place where he perfected his performance style and left behind a soulful repertoire. Next, let's listen to a song from his latest album called This Is a Dance Song from Marginime.
Ficiori alăturea, la 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 la, până ce nu mai putea, la 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 la. Joacă fete și flăcăi, măi, la 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 la, cum se joacă pe la noi, măi, la 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 la, jienească legănată, la 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 la, capela Sibiu jucată, la 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 la. Hai mândruță să te joc, măi, la 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 la, jienească la mijloc, măi, la 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 la, să te joc încet și bine, la 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 la, să mă joci și tu pe mine, la 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 la. Să jucăm tot ciobănesc,
brodește, la 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 la, că aici se brodește, la 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 la, zâtul fluier și caval, la 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 la, să s-auză peste deal, la 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 la, și ieneasca din Sibiu, la 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 la, pe car mărgine-n-o știu, la 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 la.
Daniel Rosalim's artistic debut took place in 1997, the Inheritors Contest organized by the Romanian television and produced by the tireless television personality Marioara Murărescu. The event held in Sibiu was a real launching pad for Daniel. He managed to win over the jury by performing a doina, an elegiac song from the repertoire of the incomparable Dragan Muntean, one of the greatest doina singers of Transylvania. Also in that year, 1997, Daniel Rosalim made his first individual recording, accompanied by the orchestra led by maestro Stelian Stoica. In the end of Truly Romanian, let's listen to Daniel Rosalim with the piece Beautiful Fir Trees.
Drăguți brazi încetinați, cu ce foc vă legănați. Drăguți brazi încetinați, cu ce foc vă legănați. Fără ploaie,
Living Romania. Coming up next, happening in Romania.
Hello and welcome to a fresh installment in the Happening in Romania series with me, Lăcrămioara Simeon. In the lineup today, 2026 is also the Constantin Brâncuși year, as we mark 150 years since his birthday. Romania is the guest of honor at the 57th edition of the Cairo International Book Fair. This and much more in the next 10 minutes. Stay tuned. 2026 is dedicated to two personalities of Romania, according to the law, the Brâncuși year and the Nadia Comăneci year. It will be 150 years since the birth of sculptor Constantin Brâncuși and 50 years since the first 10 mark in the history of gymnastics obtained by Nadia Comăneci in 1976 at the Montreal Olympics. The Brâncuși year is a legislative initiative initiated by the Social Democratic deputy Natalia Intotero, former Minister of Culture, adopted by the Chamber of Deputies on June 25, 2025. The law will allow public institutions to allocate funds for events on this theme. The year 2026 was established as the Constantin Brâncuși year, according to a law that was promulgated by the President of Romania, Nicu Șordan, on July 24, 2025. On that occasion, the initiator of the project declared that the year 2026 will be a key moment to help continue the efforts to support the Romanian cultural heritage left as a legacy by the one who wrote and continues to write history for Romania, Constantin Brâncuși. I very much hope that the efforts initiated by the National Heritage Institute regarding the restoration of Brâncuși's works in Târgu Jiu will continue, said Natalia Intotero. In Târgu Jiu, Constantin Brâncuși's works should enter a large-scale restoration process, but the process stalled last year during the bidding phase when no company won. Several companies from abroad signed up at the time, but according to Deputy Mayor Adrian Tudor, they were not familiar with the procedures. According to the law, the restoration project should be managed by the National Heritage Institute. The monumental ensemble in Târgu Jiu has not been restored for over 25 years. Over the years, various maintenance works have endangered the works. The gate of the kiss was washed with water under pressure, and moss grew through the holes that were subsequently formed. In 2024, the monumental ensemble, the Path of Heroes in Târgu Jiu, officially became part of the World Heritage protected by UNESCO. The ensemble includes the Endless Column, the Gate of the Kiss, the Alley of Chairs, and the Table of Silence.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Also, the Barbuganescu House, which houses the Constantin Brâncusi National Museum, should be restored. It dates back to 1790 and is classified as a historical monument. The sculptor lived there during the period when he worked on the Path of Heroes monumental ensemble. The museum will organize the Brâncusi Sculpture Triennial in 2026. In recent years, Brâncusi has been in the spotlight worldwide with two major retrospectives organized in Paris in 2024 and Amsterdam in 2025. Constantin Brâncusi, born on February 19, 1876 in Hobița, Gorj County, is recognized as one of the greatest sculptors of the 20th century and a pioneer of modern art. His work had a profound impact on the evolution of contemporary sculpture, influencing artists and artistic movements around the world. One of the greatest artists internationally, Constantin Brâncusi represents a symbol of creativity, innovation, and the Romanian spirit, reads the explanatory memorandum of the bill for establishing the year 2026 as the Constantin Brâncusi year. Brâncusi studied at the School of Arts and Crafts in Craiova between 1894 and 1898, continuing his training at the National University of Arts in Bucharest until 1901. In 1904, he went to Paris, where he established his studio and created most of his representative works. These include The Kiss, The Sleeping Muse, Bird in Space, and The Endless Column. These works reflect a synthesis between the tradition of Romanian folk art and the Parisian avant-garde, highlighting an innovative approach to forms and materials. Romania will participate between January 22nd and February 3rd in the 57th edition of the Cairo International Book Fair as the guest of honor, marking 120 years of diplomatic relations between Romania and Egypt. During the fair, there will be literary debates, launches of books translated into Arabic, professional meetings between publishers, academic events, a program dedicated to children, the photo exhibition The Unknown Beauty of Romania, and performances of Romanian traditional music and dances. In parallel with the Cairo International Book Fair, Romania is also present within the international forum Cairo Interwoven Voices 2, a platform for artistic dialogue and literary residency dedicated to cultural diplomacy and international cooperation to take place between January 19th and February 2nd. Romania is participating with a delegation of contemporary Romanian creators, alongside guests from China, Malta, France, Italy, Germany, Syria, the Czech Republic, and Egypt. A central moment of the forum is the roundtable dedicated to the future of literary translations between Egypt, Romania, and Malta, hosted at the Romanian Embassy in Cairo, which will launch the 15 Interwoven Voices initiative, and will culminate with the signing of the Cairo Declaration for Trilateral Translation. The Cygnus Romania Association is organizing the third edition of the Filmicon International Festival, which proposes a selection of films awarded over the years by ecumenical and interreligious juries in over 30 film festivals around the world, as well as a dialogue about Christian and human values starting from these productions. Since 1974, the Ecumenical Jury Prize is an independent award given to feature films in the competitions of international film festivals around the world, such as Cannes or Berlin. For the third edition, the organizers announced screenings and events in Timișoara and Iași. One in three Romanians is considering obtaining an additional income at the beginning of 2026 in the context of increasing taxes, rising food and utility prices, and pressures on family budgets, according to data from a recruitment platform which shows an accelerated increase in demand for occasional work and flexible activities. According to the study conducted by the DeLucru.ro platform, casual work in retail, cleaning, construction, repairs, or rural households is no longer a breakdown solution, but a normality for more and more categories of Romanians. The main social categories that show interest in additional income are unskilled young people between 16 and 25 years old, who represent 21% of the total, and active pensioners over 60 years old with a share of 19%. DeLucru.ro is a platform designed to support unskilled young people, Romanians in the diaspora, people who want additional incomes, and active pensioners in finding a job quickly and easily. Without needing a CV, users can post ads about their skills and the type of work they can do, and employers or those interested in collaboration can contact them directly through the platform's chat. Dacia achieved a historic victory at the 2026 Dakar Rally, winning the general classification in its second participation in the toughest rally raid competition in the world. The Dacia crew, consisting of Nasser Al-Attiyah and his co-driver, Fabien Lurquin, finished the competition in first place after completing the last stage in 55 minutes and 2 seconds. The success marks a milestone for the Romanian manufacturer, who officially entered Dakar in 2025 with the Sandrider model in a direct battle with established rivals such as Toyota, Ford, and Mini. Just 1 year after its debut, Dacia manages to prevail against the strongest teams in the competition. That's all for today, friends. I am Lucrămara Simion, asking you to stay connected and don't miss our next broadcast. See you then.
Focus on Romania. Coming up next on Radio Romania International. Simply Folk.
Hello and welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Vlad Palcu. Today's program is devoted to Fanica Luca, one of the most popular Romanian fiddlers of all times. We've picked for you a dance tune from his repertoire.
Foaie verde, trei granate, mamă, inimă de piatră. Acu, mai scobor din cer deodată, mamă, inimă de piatră. Traiul cel trăiesc, pe lume mă chinuiesc. Ah, o zi bună să cerele, și așa-mi trezi bine. Și cu durere petrecut în chinuri grele. Amar și boală grea, așa-mi trece viața mea.
That our broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe and Africa has come to an end. You can listen to our next program for Western Europe at 1800 hours UTC on 9570 kHz in the DRM system or on 9770 kHz when you cannot listen to the English language broadcasts on the usual frequency. Listeners in Africa can receive our programs tomorrow at 1200 hours UTC on 21470 kHz or on 17770 kHz when you cannot listen to the English language broadcast on the usual frequency. We can also be heard on the internet at ri.ro channel 1. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write an email at engl@ri.ro. Goodbye.